North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
And this is North Shore Today in 5 minutes on Thursday, July 30, 2020. I'm Rick Moore. Salem News is reporting that America's oldest county fair will not go on this year in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. The Essex Agricultural Society, the organization that runs the Topsfield Fair, announced on Wednesday this year's fair has been canceled. A statement said it was a difficult decision, but one made for the safety of fairgoers, staff, volunteers, vendors, exhibitors, and sponsors. Also in today's Salem News, school districts on the North Shore, never mind across the country, are facing a delicate debate on how to handle school this fall, be it in-person learning or remote education. That leaves local leaders caught in the summer of no good choices. The school committee in Salem held a working meeting Wednesday night to broadly outline the developing plan for classes this fall. A full presentation with recommendations is set for Tuesday, August 4, with a follow-up meeting of Thursday, August 6, to hear from the public before three sets of plans and how they'll be implemented is sent to the state by August 10. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that Massachusetts missed the boat 2 years ago when sports betting was legalized, but the state might still get in on the action. An economic development proposal working its way through Beacon Hill would authorize sports betting and establish a system to tax and regulate the industry. It's the latest push to offer sports wagering in the state, with similar bills stuck in legislative committee as the two-year session winds down. Gloucester Representative Ann-Margaret Ferranti said legalizing sports betting will tamp down illegal gambling and provide much-needed funds for the state. Daily Item of Lynn is reporting that some people walking or driving along Lynn Shore Drive this week may have been confused by the sight of a giant crane floating in the ocean. Turns out the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have been coordinating a salvage operating that involves the recovery of a 92-foot work barge known as the Dredge 200, which sank about 2 miles southeast of Nahant 2 years ago. And in a couple of police notes, first from the Newburyport Daily News, saying it was both with great excitement and profound sense of sadness, Newbury Police Chief Michael Riley announced he is stepping down effective September 30. The select board thanked him for his decades of service to the town and agreed to make an interim appointment at an upcoming meeting and start the search for a replacement. Riley recommended Deputy Chief John Lucy for the interim spot. Finally, with temperatures in the 90s this week, Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald and the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department announced the opening of two cooling stations for community members. Two cooling centers are open at the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department and Town Hall, both located at 10 Central Street. Visitors must check in at the police department for access to either location for a COVID-19 evaluation, including a temperature check. Face coverings must be worn, and social distancing is required at all times. Masks and hand sanitizer are available if needed, and visitors will have access to Wi-Fi and cable.
North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.